And once again, we are back. It's 12.06 p.m., and this is Friday, December 10th, 2021. We say that for the benefit of those that are dialing in on the archive, and basically because of the fact that we have such a noise factor going on here, we're not going to be taking your phone calls here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger here with you, and we are live on air, and we are coming to you from Clay Clark's Reawakening America Tour. And, of course, we really, and I was really looking forward to, as a matter of fact, talking to Sheriff Richard Mack. He is, of course, had been on this program before as a guest of ours. And one of the things that, you know, we wanted to talk to him about was CSPOA.org. And, you know, obviously Sheriff Mack, from what I've just been told, is out in Los Angeles communicating with the L.A. County Sheriff. And so, you know, Sheriff Alex, that's how I refer to him as. He is the one that basically is standing up. He's a constitutional sheriff. That's one of the most important things. I've even asked Sheriff Mack about it, and he admitted that the constitutional, I think it was, I'm trying to think of the name of it, it escapes my mind, on sheriffs. It was a complete compendium of what constitutes a constitutional sheriff. And, of course, you know, he said, yeah, it was a boring read. But the thing is, we can't get him on the show now, but we do have the next best thing. Kirk Launius is with us, and he is the Texas director for the CSPOA.org. CSPOA stands for?
Constitutional Sheriff in Utah.
Okay, now, when you started this up, and you have your own CSPOA.org as the main number, but you started up a North Texas chapter?
We were the first regional chapter. It's a CSPOANTX.org. That stands for North Texas.
Right. All right, so you started this up when?
Well, I'm a retired Dallas police officer. I'm a Navy veteran. And in 2012, I ran for Dallas County Sheriff. That's when I met Sheriff Mack. We went out to, I believe it was the second overall conference in Las Vegas. One of my colleagues from CPD, Tom Haney, a few others traveled with me, and we had actually stopped in Phoenix to see Sheriff Joe Arpaio first, and then toured all of the tent city.
Did you see the pink shorts?
I got pink handcuffs, pink shorts, everything. And then we flew up to Vegas, and or drove up, and then Sheriff Arpaio joined us at the conference. He was honored that year, and he walked in the room and saw us. We had just seen him in Phoenix, and came right over to us, and these other sheriffs were looking at us from Dallas PD going, who are these guys, and how do they know Sheriff Jim so well? But we had just spent 3 days with them down in Phoenix. It was a lot of fun, but we started our educational process there. We continued it with people like Chris Ann Hall, wonderful constitutional educator, Michael Perugia from the Constitution, and that started really a new chapter in my life. I got 42% of the vote in the 2012 election in Dallas County, but I think God opened a different door for me in that when I ran again in 2016, there was this continuing chorus of people coming to me saying, Kirk, you know, they're stealing the votes. And I said, well, can you prove it? I said, well, you need to get in there and poll watch and see everything you need to see. So in 2019, for the first time, I served as a poll watcher in Central County. Now, that's where the votes are tabulated. It's a pretty important process. And anyway, based upon the affidavits of many long-serving poll watchers in Central County, in Dallas County, and myself, we filed lawsuits, and we filed some lawsuits, and I was involved in that.
Yeah, we want to ask you to put your hand up behind the microphone like this, because apparently our studio is having a little problem hearing you with all the noise that's going on here. Everybody, this is amazing. I mean, the excitement of this convention, folks, there are people that are coming in here, and unfortunately, because of the fact that this is the media room and the caterer has brought the food trays and all this other stuff and set this big buffet out here, and it, of course, has drawn hordes of people who want to do what you are probably doing right now, which is masticating and engaging in social intercourse. And if you are masticating at this hour, hopefully you're not doing it in the bathroom. Right. All right. So this is one of the funnies that we get to say. It's one of my basic diatribes. But yeah. But anyway, so, you know, while we're trying to calm everybody down, we have the vaccine police here, and he has his mask on, which is one of those red clown noses that you see on Mr. Right. If you've seen the movie Mr. Right, he's telling everybody that this is probably the most effective way to prevent COVID is to put the red nose on. All right. So as you were saying, Kirk.
Well, I love this event because I had a guy walk past us at our booth yesterday and saying to his buddy, you know, I love this. There's just a different crowd here. And you can take that different ways, right? You don't know what the guy, but he's one of the other podcasters, one of the broadcasters in here, and I know where his heart is. And it's true. It's a really an oasis of sanity right here at the Reawakened Manager. But, you know, that's what we were searching for was truth. And so in 2019, I filed a lawsuit. It was for a $1.1 billion bond election. And we brought evidence of, you know, the Texas law says if there's enough mistake, illegality, or fraud, that you can demonstrate in the court of law, the judge can void the election. That's what we're asking the courts to do. We're still working our way through the courts on that. It's been 2.5 years, and we're now at the Dallas Court of Appeals. And so the average person can't just hire a team of lawyers. We've been blessed, you know, with support, not just financial from donors, but also organizations like the CSPOA, and really it was Sheriff Mack's example. Well, you know, he went up against the Clinton administration on the right to phase one back in the mid-90s. And
I remember that.
I have to tell about it. And I, you know, I had this opportunity. I had the team, had everybody in place to this lawsuit. And I thought, man, this is really going to wreck my life. I run a life and health insurance agency. And it's like, how am I going to run my business and do all this volunteer work for the CSPOA? But God just reminded me of Sheriff Mack's example. I said, what if Sheriff Mack had stopped at his driveway and said, drive home after the ATF agents had shown up at the Arizona Sheriff's meeting. His story, if you've heard it, was that he got home and he knew what he had to do by the time he got back to Grand County. He told his wife, you know, I'm going to sue the federal government. She was supportive of it. And I thought, what if Sheriff Mack had backed out? You know, we wouldn't have this Mack-Briggs U.S. decision. It's the most critical 10th Amendment case ever. And it applies to so much that's going on today, right?
It does.
The federal agents, federal government can't impose a federal regulatory scheme upon state officers, which the sheriffs are.
True.
We're in Texas, I'm the volunteer, Texas director for CSPOA, and I was just out in Fort Davis, which is far west Texas. I was down in Rio Grande Valley, over in Tyler, East Texas, even Harris County, where there's been all kinds of problems with the elections, all kinds of issues. But we're educating citizens that, so this organization is not just for sheriffs and police officers, elected public servants, right? We never call them elected officials.
Right.
Public servants. And we need citizens to join as well, because here's how the dynamic works. I was just in a, I won't name the county because I don't want to embarrass the sheriff, but he might be listening, but, some citizens asked me to go talk to him. So Tom and I made an appointment, and I've been a cop for a long time. You can come and tell somebody. People are not really wanting to talk to me, but so we had 30 minutes, and just looking at his watch, and just tell that he would say things like, I know about Sheriff Mack, and y'all run a great operation, and our values are very closely aligned, and you just kind of feel like someone's just basically saying what they want you to hear. But by the end of the conversation, I think we ran, and now he's, but what got that meeting to happen was that there were several members of SPOA in that county who had gone to the sheriff and that's what I want to encourage is go to CSPOA.org and join. And
which I did.
Yes. And, you know, you can become a member of Sheriff Mack's Posse and get email and have great videos on there. And then if you want to do more and help support our efforts here, if you're able to, we would really appreciate it.
All right. Now, let's ask a question here, Kirk, which I'm sure a lot of people want to know. If you decided you want to become a member of the Posse, to me, that's a bunch of guys on horseback that literally ride out there, and the sheriff has deputized them and commanded them to go arrest somebody or defend them. What is the actual duties of the Posse? What are you going to be expected to do if you join the Posse?
Just what I'm describing. So this booklet, and you all can't see it because we're in this one.
That would be a sight gag. Yeah.
It's a booklet called The Supreme Court Case for State Sovereignty, and it's available in the store at CSPOA.org. And it is a 14-page booklet that is a summary of that case we were talking about.
Oh, I've read it. It's dynamic.
Justice Scalia wrote that decision, and it's dynamite. I mean, it's the law of the land. I mean, it's irrefutable. It's not up for debate. And you've got one in your hand right now. It's a multicolored booklet with the state flag.
See, and I even know where to go look. And see, this is the case of New York versus U.S., and the quote in all bold letters says, the federal government may not compel the states to enact or administer a federal regulatory program, and that includes vaccines.
Yeah, I was paraphrasing, and Dave was quoting. But that's exactly, Dave's demonstrating the effect. I call it the Sheriff Mack effect, is if you will carry this little booklet, it's the same size as your pocket constitution, read it enough times, you will actually pick out, you knew exactly which page to go to.
I sure did. I went to it real quick.
And so when you see some police officers having lunch or, wherever you encounter peace officers or elected public servants, like county commissioners, county judges, district attorneys, and so forth, go up and very diplomatically, politely, professionally, introduce yourself, make a friend, always make a friend, and then just start telling your story. And if your story is that you are a member, and you can fill in the blanks just like I did with my story, and then if you have, I've witnessed where, one person goes to the sheriff and says, I'm a member of the TSPUA, even if they're wearing their TSPUA t-shirt like I'm wearing, which is a big point,
Yeah, I see it right here, big and bold, folks.
Yeah. That person off and go, that's nice. Y'all run a great operation. My values are closely aligned, but they won't bring themselves to say, I'm going to join, or I'll speak up as a constitutional chair. But if 8 to 10 to 12, that's kind of the sweet spot of our members show up, again, diplomatically, or invite the sheriff to come speak at their event. Remember, sheriffs are elected.
They are the chief executive officer of the county.
Yeah, Justice Scalia called him the chief law enforcement officer of the county, CLEO. So CLEO, and I didn't make that up, Sheriff.
No, I know. I know.
Justice Scalia, God rest his soul, patriotic, constitutional soul, that CLEO is a real thing, and, the powers of the sheriff, let's say a federal agent was coming into the county and violating Dave's constitutional rights, that sheriff took an oath to stand in the gap between the enemy, which is mentioned in our oath, right? Support and defend the Constitution against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Then if the sheriff doesn't stand in the gap between the enemy and the citizen like Dave, they're abrogating your oath, right? They're not fulfilling their duty. And what good is their oath? Not just something they say on graduation day from the academy.
Well, I can point to one instance that probably is a real sore spot in Texas, and that's Waco, and what happened in McLennan County.
I think there's been some comments from people. I don't know if it was actually the sheriff at the time, but I'm escaping right now. But some regrets over what could have been, and there's many, many situations like that. You think about Rosa Parks, and there's back off that in an example. Things play out, and we sometimes, there's nothing new under the sun, but Chris Ann Hall is fond of saying, history repeats itself until we learn.
Correct. Well, and the thing is, too, is that exactly how much jurisdiction and what were the facts and everything else that led up to that whole thing. A lot of women and children died in that. Property was destroyed. Federal law enforcement officers were killed. Some people speculate that the federal government, because these were Clinton's bodyguards when he was in office, those four that were on the roof, there's been some speculation that they were murdered by friendly fire. I'm not going to go into that. That's not what we're here to talk about. CSPOA, basically, but you back the blue. Anybody that backs the blue seriously needs to think. And I mean, I'm not talking about defunding here. This is just the opposite, the complete opposite, 180 of the antithesis, which is BLM, defund the police. This is just the opposite. If you want to do something for your community, if you don't want me to have to sit here on this radio and recite to you that you are now one of those major U.S. cities that have murder records that are crazy, and if we're talking about the cities here, that's a whole different thing. But see, the sheriff, you're in charge of the entire county. Even though the city has its own police force and its own jurisdiction, there is a commingling of law.
Now, I used to work in the edges of Dallas County.
You were in DPD, or were you? Okay.
And on the far southeastern side where I worked, I patrolled, there were mobile home parks that, you know, trailer number 3 might be in Dallas city limits, but trailer 14 is across the way there in the county in the unincorporated areas. And, you know, there'd be an assault or a disturbance or even a murder. And, you know, it started over here in the city and rolled over into the county. So we often had to coordinate with the Dallas County Sheriff's deputies as well. So I was very aware from an early stage. But, you know, going forward, as I've got a lot on my plate now with various, you know, election integrity lawsuits.
Yes.
Sheriff, but I'd like to be still licensed as a Texas police officer.
Oh, good.
I'd like
all
to
right.
Have a... maybe a more rural sheriff's office, take out my commission and serve as a reserve deputy.
Well, I know it's hard to get away from it because, you know, to protect and serve, not harass and oppress. This has been the whole bone of contention with BLM and other groups like that ever since they made George Floyd their poster child. And this is something that I think is just absolutely disgusting because the guy actually, his criminal record started right here in this state, in the Lone Star State.
Yep. Well, and, you know, another example of sheriffs that are doing things today, Sheriff Brad Rogers, who's travels with Sheriff Mack. He was a sheriff up in Indiana at Elkhart County. And, you know, I think it was law enforcement under the USDA that were coming in and harassing the Amish farmers who were selling or giving away raw milk, eggs, and cheese.
Of course.
You know, Sheriff Brad Rogers took a stand. That's the correct constitution. Go to CSPOA.org, you can read under one of the, I think it's under the information tab, there's a stance of a constitutional sheriff. You can actually take that document, and that's the active living project that we have that where the citizens can print that off and put it in front of their sheriff with a pen, and all the sheriff has to do is put in their name, their county, sign it and date it. Have that as an assurance that their sheriff... everything that a constitutional sheriff needs to make it really.
And now I remember it was Anderson's own sheriffs. You ever heard of that?
I have.
That's that very thick thing that Richard Mack said was very boring. I was just so glad to get him on the show. I've always wanted to interview him, and I mean, he actually took our interviews and launched them on the CSPOA site.
I learned about the Power Hour through Sheriff Mack in 2012, and actually one of my supporters when I ran for Dallas County Sheriff gave me a copy. It is a big, thick volume, but it's interesting. Another sheriff I want to mention is the one up in Racine County, Wisconsin, who, when the citizens brought to the sheriff's attention that there was fraud related to, I think it was the senior citizens in the retirement homes, it's now blown up into a big story. That sheriff didn't just shrug it off. He assigned a deputy investigator to look into it, which is proper, and they came up with not just evidence locally, but statewide corruption in the Wisconsin Election Commission. I think I read that it was 5 out of 6, or maybe 4 out of 5 of the Wisconsin election commissioners. He's now, you know, brought them up, submitted charges for fraud, felony charges.
Right.
Because they were actually changing the law, and there were supposed to be some observers in there by Wisconsin law, and they took them out. You know, COVID was always used as an excuse. And I experienced that as a poll watcher in 2020.
Right.
Because, you know, the workers at the elections department would say we had to get back, you know, get away from, like, we're all, you know, contagious. When they were all employees were all up on each other closely.
Now, what was going through your head, Kurt?
So we couldn't see what was on the computer screen or what was.
Oh. That had to give you the creeps. I mean, but you know what your constitutional duty is as a poll watcher. Yeah. Yeah. So that's one of the things. And I mean, you're still dealing with this. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I had been a candidate in the place I filed was not related to my elections, just to be clear. I last ran for sheriff, 2016. The case that my election, my case is involved with was May of 2019, big bond election. Well, I first served as a poll watcher in May of 2019 in the Central County section. You know, Stalin said it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes.
Right.
So, but I joined a cadre of, you know, very spirited poll watchers who've been doing that for years. And so, And again, continued doing it throughout 2020. Bud is actually a poll watcher in Dallas County on, you know, election night, early voting and during the election in November 2020. So we just know that.
So you're telling me that you saw some shady stuff.
Well, under oath in the trial, election workers admitted that they had been things like connecting the machine that ping all the
to the internet,
tabulator, computer with a cable. And you're supposed to burn the data to a CD and walk it across the room. You know why that's, because you don't want, you know, rogue software algorithms.
Yeah, no, you need a fixed copy of the data. Yeah.
Yeah. So they admitted they've been actually using a cable connection in unauthorized equipment and processes. But since 2009.
Is this a felony now to do this?
You know, that's probably a better question for my legal team because I don't want to get into specifics.
Right. I understand. I thought you might familiar because I know that Texas has just done a lot as far as changing the laws around.
The ones I know, obstructing a poll watcher is a Class A misdemeanor.
Right.
Some have tried to water it down to a Class B, which is, you know, generally not going to be prosecuted. Just trying to keep it strong. And then my point about the Wisconsin sheriff is it's an example of the sheriff has that power. They, again, going back to what we talked about at the beginning, chief law enforcement officer of the county. Those deputies need to be educated on the election law. They need to stand in the gap, stop the obstruction of poll law. Then my opinion is we need to get rid of the machines with paper ballots. And, you know, because people say, well, that would be so time intensive. Well, it was pretty bad not knowing, you know, who the president was for a few months. I mean, we could do this precinct by precinct, get rid of all this countywide vote centers, because they just... Technology is so complex, and it's just too much room for mistake, illegality, and potential.
No doubt. Well, and so CSPOA, getting back to that, somebody wants to join, they just have to go to CSPOA.org, and you, because it is a nonprofit, you are accepting donations.
That's right.
Which I did, and I did join. I filled out the paperwork and became a member. And it was right after I interviewed Richard Mack, and I promised him that I was going to join because I backed the blue. If we defund police departments and you strip the sheriff of their power, you've literally killed the Constitution in your county.
Products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It is 12:31 p.m. Central Time. We are live on the Power Hour, streaming up to Galaxy 19 satellite, going worldwide. And we are here at Clay Clark's Reawakening America. General Flynn, we ran into him in the elevator last night with his security detail. There are lots of dignitaries here, people running for governor, people running for sheriff. The Texas County Commissioner was here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It is December 10th, 2021. For those of you listening to an archive broadcast, you should know that we are live here on this show. We're not taking phone calls today, obviously, because we are in a live event. And that would make it just, you know, unbearably difficult to hear with all the gift of gab as people are eating and talking in the room here. Things have died down just a bit because we're getting back into the point where now people are doing interviews in the media room, which is where we are. And they're also going back into the hallway and into the center where 3,200 people are sitting and listening to the lecturers and ministers and people who are basically exhorting people to support the Constitution and everything it stands for. One of the things that Epoch Times reported, which is going to be posted up and coming on the site, is the death of Officer Billy Collins, who basically the last words were crinkle-cut fries are better than curly fries. And this was the last thing the 17-year-old Danielle Collins, his daughter, heard from her father as she left the house to pick up the family's dinner. The domestic dispute was unfolding at a nearby residence at that very moment. At 5:45 p.m., they got a call that a suicidal guy with a gun was arguing with his wife, had fired a shot in the air, according to Sergeant Kobe Barton of the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. Now, because of the fact that it says parish, this happened in Louisiana, because only Louisiana has parishes. Now, Billy got there 3 minutes before Sergeant Barton did. The location was about 250 yards from the house. The scene was the 400 block of Greentree Road in the little rural village of Doyline, Louisiana, community of about 800 residents. And they only had a two-person police department, believe it or not. On that night, July 9, 2021, Officer William Billy Earl Collins, Jr. of the Doyline Police Department became one of the 28 cops killed by ambush in the U.S. in 2021 as of November 30th. When Barton and Lieutenant Chuck Clark arrived on the scene, Collins was talking to a woman at the rear of his patrol car. Then shots rang out. It all happened in 3 to 4 seconds, according to Sergeant Barton. Billy was trying to protect the woman, and when a shot struck him in the right side of the head, he went down. The second shot tore through the sergeant's car. The third blast blew out the front passenger window of Chuck's patrol car. The rounds came from a 12-gauge shotgun fired by the woman's husband. He fired only 3 shots from just inside the front door of the trailer house. They were 3.5-inch magnum shells located with double-aught buck, according to Barton. One large caliber pellet missed Barton's head by an inch. Another went 6 inches from his upper arm and shoulder. The holes remained in the interior of his car. To Barton, those 3 or 4 seconds transpired in slow motion. Of course, it always does. He grabbed his rifle and a trauma kit and radioed Officer Down. Barton then took cover behind his patrol car as the woman screamed to him to come over to help Collins. Clark positioned his car near Barton's to form a better shield for Collins and the woman. He grabbed his rifle, got on the ground. The only thing going through his mind was making sure everybody was safe. Here's a problem. At that point, according to Sergeant Barton, things went eerily quiet. The shooting stopped. The hysterical woman went catatonic. Only 4 shots had been fired, all by the deranged husband. And when you asked why he and Clark hadn't returned the fire, Sergeant Barton cited concern for the safety of the area. And what happens? Sergeant Barton said, once you send a round, you can't take it back. We couldn't safely shoot back without the risk of hurting somebody. Their house is behind their trailer house. People were coming out of the woods back there to see what was going on. Of course, this is Louisiana. You can imagine, you know, people coming out of these trailer houses out of the brush. And the big problem is when they hear gunshots, the problem is people don't want to get down. People, they, well, what was that noise? And they want to go investigate, and they end up getting in the line of fire. It's a real problem. They get in the line of fire, they become the victim. So anyway, you can hear some shouting going on in the background here. Somebody's getting extremely vocal in the room here as we are live going out of satellite. I wonder how many private conversations we can actually listen to with this microphone. I mean, how many people's Fourth Amendment rights can we violate, right, Brad? We have Brad McClain, who's, you're with the Silverado Roofing Group, but you're also in CSPOA, aren't you? Okay, yeah, we have a lot of CSPOA members here today. Just a few. Yeah, that's good. Well, at least the blue and those who back the blue are showing up. Unfortunately, having people on the microphone doesn't work here because of all of this and the screaming across the room. So I've been told by our board ops that it's not working for us here to have people on the air anymore. So otherwise we'd bring you on. But this is one of the sad stories of officers being ambushed in the line of duty. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, if you are one of these people and you hear gunfire, the whole idea is not to get up, go outside of your house and investigate what's going on and become a victim. Because if there's crossfire and you hear gunfire going on, you know, to me, the best thing if you are armed is to go find that arm and get yourself in a position where you can remain safe. So this is one of the things that, you know, we have to emphasize about backing the blue and defunding the blue. It's just crazy not having safety, because you have situations like this, especially domestic disturbances. And the bigger problem with what's going on with domestic disturbances is now some of these blue state cities want to send social workers out to cover a domestic disturbance. Now, if you think that a social worker is going to be able to talk an armed, deranged husband out of his lair, it's not going to work. They're going to end up dead. And then what's going to happen? You know, oh, well, we sent a social worker out and she died trying to talk sense into the guy. Well, the guy wasn't sensible. He was holding a gun. He ripped four rounds. And like Sergeant Barton said in the story, when you rip a round, you can't take it back. And if it hits somebody and hurts somebody and kills somebody, that's on you. So obviously, you know, we don't know the rest of the story. We don't know what happened to the deranged husband. We assume that he was taken into custody for the murder of a police officer. It is sad when stuff like this happens. These guys put their lives on the line for us. There is a video that we're going to be posting on the website, and this is on thepowerhour.com. And in this particular video that we're going to post, and I'm going to try to access at least some of the copy, because I do get details from the Florida Sheriff's Association, of which I've been an honorary member for, I think it's about since 2012. Attorney General Moody, Ashley Moody in Florida, and Sheriff Grady Judd say that they won't let flash mob store robberies overrun Florida. Now, this is them taking a stand with the formation of a new task force to help coordinate the legal response to fight retail crime. Now, you have to remember that Grady Judd is one of these constitutional sheriffs that basically said that, you know, you people in BLM and all these other Antifa groups and protest groups that want to come and riot in our city and scare our residents half to death, well, I got news for you. And this is Sheriff Grady Judd talking directly to them. He is telling all of his people, stay in your homes, arm yourselves to the teeth, and if they kick in your door, blow them to kingdom come. And I'm paraphrasing what he said. Trust me on that. You know, the sheriff, for obvious reasons, cannot be in 50 places at once, and I think we all know that. We all have enough common sense to understand what is going on, right? So it was interesting that we, you know, and I really apologize for the fact that our CSPOA representative that was here, we couldn't hear him because of the mess in the room going on. We have late breaking news from Epoch Times. The headline reads, natural immunity more protective over time than COVID-19 vaccination. Why am I not surprised? Immunity people enjoy after recovering from COVID is better than the protection bestowed from the vax, according to a new study from where? Israel. Israel, of all places. Now, they got the data. They got more people. 95% of their population is vaccinated. And who's getting COVID? The vaccinated. Wow. I'll bet you a majority of the 3,200 people that are attending here at this particular show at Clay Clark's Reawakening Tour, I'll bet hardly any of them are vaccinated. And people are smiling. They know. This is the problem. When you're vaccinated, what have they just stuck in your arm? A bioweapon. That's what it is. Spike proteins, these S1 spike proteins, creep into your system, and they attach themselves to your internal organs. If you are lucky, you won't be sterilized if you're a young boy or a young girl. They want to inject 16 and 17-year-olds with the vax. Why? Because I think and this is just my opinion, you can chime in if you want to. You know how to reach us through the support line at thepowerhour.com. But here's the thing. 16 and 17-year-olds are notably, I think, more sexually promiscuous than most, unless they grow up in Christian families, in which case abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. So that's my line. That's not somebody else's. I didn't borrow that. But the thing is when you look at the data, and this, I'm all about data. I really seriously am. If you don't have data, you can't go around making claims and statements. Just like Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, has made all of these bad decisions. Everything this government has done ever since the Biden administration took over, it's all gone downhill. Researchers analyzing the data from the county's health database from August to September found both COVID-19 infections and severe disease were higher among the vaccinated than those who recovered from the illness, also known as people with natural immunity. For instance, the natural immune had a 10.5% per 100 infection rate 4 to 6 months following their recovery versus a 69.2 per 100,000 rate among the vaccinated. Why? If somebody's got natural immunity, would you want to stick a jab in their arm? The number of severe cases was also higher among the vaccinated, according to this report. 0.9% of all cases among that group were severe. And that would be severe enough to be hospitalized. Researchers found out that protection against infection dropped over time among both the recovered and vaccinated, but the drop was more pronounced among the vaccinated. They also studied two other cohorts, people with natural immunity who later got a vaccine, and people who got a vaccine and later recovered from an infection. Well, here's a problem. And again, we brought this up. For those of you getting the jab, what do you think they're giving you a little bit of? They're giving you a little bit of COVID. They're giving you the spike protein, which basically educates your system to produce more spike proteins. So if when you get a flu shot, they give you a case of the flu. Common sense would tell you that if you get the jab, you're getting a dose of whatever garbage they put in the jab, right? So understand that the Delta variant is still bugging these people. I mean, how many letters of the Greek alphabet do we have to go through? Now we get to Omicron, and if you do an anagram with the word Omicron, it spells moronic. That was your homework assignment that one day. Remember I told you about that? So, you know, moronic. That's what I call this vaccine, is moronic, because this is just another ploy to drive everybody into a state of fear and depression. This is not worth killing yourself over, either by getting the jab or going in your closet and hanging yourself. We don't want you doing that. You are one of God's kids. That's why you're here. I was put here to bless other people's lives, and that's what we were doing. This microphone that I have right here next to me, apparently because there's all this commotion in the room, is not picking up people. Yeah, talk loud. Oh, he can yell. Oh, believe it or not, I am sitting here looking at the Commander's artist. This is a Stand with Trump. Now, who is this that I'm looking at here?
The first time.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Eric Trump.
Eric Trump, right? The first portrait other than Trump that I have done.
Interesting. And he's wearing a revolutionary garb with the Patriot tri-corner hat, standing behind the flag. All right, now what you're selling these at the these
no,
are prints.
No, this is,
you're not.
This is for Eric Trump. He's going to sign this one, and I have the original on canvas waiting for him.
Ah.
Now, if he wants to sign this one and give it to someone, that's fine, or take it to a charity. But this is for him.
All right, now you're selling prints here at the show, right?
Well, I'm selling other prints, but not Eric Trump.
Okay. All right, there you have it.
That
so this
be
is
right.
Yeah,
no.
I got you. Well, that's pretty cool. I like what I'm seeing here, and I'm sure that Eric Trump is going to be totally blown away when he sees this.
So it took me hours to paint that beard.
It did.
I hate beards.
Yeah. Right. You only have one. Yeah, it looked like you haven't shaved for days.
Yeah,
All right, there you have it. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if we could plug our site because I have more at the commandersartist.com.
All right, there you go, thecommandersartist.com, and we appreciate that little insertion there. I hope you were able to get that. Yeah, that's an amazing photo. It's all framed and everything else, so I gotta love it. All right. So we have a lot of different vendors here at the show. There's something in the way that things are being politicked these days. Epic Times is also reporting late breaking that to hear the way some politicians talk when it comes to COVID-19, they're all, quote, following the science, not to mention the data. Look at the data. Follow the science. Listen to the experts. Be smart, tweeted the now former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in May of 2020 after 2 weeks to flatten the curve had fully transitioned to the new normal. We've been operating on facts and data and science from the very beginning, said Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker in a campaign ad titled simply Follow the Science. It's really funny. President Joe Biden has frequently appealed to the science. Joe Biden does not know what the science is. Why does Joe Biden not know what the science is? Because he has the mental acuity of a 2-year-old. The man is a nutcase. He's a nut job. He needs to be removed from office. And until we reelect a Republican administration in 2022, he cannot be impeached. Harris cannot be impeached. I call her Giggles for a reason, because virtually every time she opens her mouth, laughter comes out. This is what she must think about all Americans. She must think we're all stupid. We have no cognitive dissonance. Well, yes, we have separated ourselves from the lies. And I think a lot of people are waking up, and 3,200 of them at least are here at this convention. You got to wonder about that. Yeah, and here's a picture of Anthony Fauci, you know, Lord God Fauci, patron saint of Wuhan. And this guy has lied about everything. I'm going to enjoy interviewing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. next week, because we're going to have him here on the show. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to discuss his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, and this book, because he's an attorney, okay? He's also part of the Children's Health Defense Network, but he's an attorney, and everything he's saying in this book, he's had to vet this thing, and he does. He's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of all sorts of footnotes in this book. And what he has done here, literally, is spell out every single thing that somebody could come back in and hold him liable for. But he's not worried. He actually had a crew come in and help him edit this book. I've read through the foreword. It's a very, very tough read, because you got to stay with the science. You have to stay with a number of people that have actually come forward and contributed to the book, comments that were made, Peter McCullough, Ryan Cole, people like that, frontline doctors you've come to know just by listening to this show. Peter McCullough, by the way, is going to be speaking to this audience here at the event. He is in Dallas at Baylor Med Center. So Peter McCullough has been one of the frontline guys out there among hundreds of others. And we had a doctor here from Frontline Doctors on yesterday, which you can listen to that broadcast on thepowerhour.com. And she was a pediatric doctor. And, of course, everything that she said made total sense. And we absolutely loved having her on the show. We know her husband was listening, and that's always fun, too, when you get family members giving her kudos for everything she said, because she spoke her mind, and that's a good thing. More and more people need to do that, especially when it comes to masking and all these things that have to do with jabbing the kids and everything else. It just, you know, that has to do that they've done with this vaccine ever since it started, way back when. So understand that politicians have used this term following the science to basically do whatever sort of action they want to take in the name of follow the science. And that includes locking people down, not treating them properly. I mean, the people at World Health Organization ought to be ashamed of themselves for diving into this narrative and supporting it. There have been zero deaths from the Omicron variant, which this is what makes the whole thing moronic, because there are a lot of people that are buying into this. And every time there's a new variant that is put out on the market, people panic. It's like they want to just, you know, jump up from the TV set and run in their closet and hide. It's like, oh, the variant's going to get me. Yeah, just don't, you know. You got to look at the big pharma situation in America. You got to look at the numbers. And what I mean by that is, if you do your research like Dr. David A. Martin did, and you go into the sec.gov website, and you look up their 8K and their 10K, you can clearly see what kind of nonsense you're dealing with. The 8K and the 10K basically are the pharmaceutical manufacturer's way of getting the information out. And what they're doing is, this is a report to their shareholders, and the report to the shareholders basically is telling them how much money they're going to make, how much money they're going to lose, what the results of their tests were. You can just tell if you follow the money trail. It's all about the money trail. Just like Dr. Evil and Austin Power said, show me the money, show me the money. They were, of course, stealing a line by Tom Cruise. You remember that movie, right? So enough of that diatribe. New late-breaking news in here. The Supreme Court on Friday, that's today, has just ruled that a challenge to an abortion ban in Texas can move forward through, or though the justices said the law can remain in place for now. They have not injuncted that law from taking effect. Texas in September imposed one of the strictest abortion bans in the nation. What it does is it prohibits abortions in many cases after an unborn baby's heartbeat is detected. In layman's terms, once the doctor hears a heartbeat, no abortion. Abortion clinics in the state sued over the law, arguing it violates the Constitution. The challenge will survive an attempt to dismiss it, Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Trump nominee, said in the majority opinion, about a month after the court heard arguments from both sides. However, Gorsuch says the case would only proceed against certain defendants. State Court Clerk Penny Clarkston and State Judge Austin Jackson should be dismissed because the legal avenue being used by the clinics does not typically include judges or clerks, the decision said. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a Republican, who, by the way, is also going to be speaking at this event I'm at now, says that this should also be dismissed, this case, because he doesn't have ability to enforce the law, Texas Senate Bill 8. The law contains the unusual provision that state officials cannot enforce it, instead leaving it up to private citizens to sue people accused of violating it. Mark Lee Dixon, the only private person named as a defendant, should also be dismissed because he hasn't filed a suit, according to Neil Gorsuch. Clinics can try their case against other defendants. Stephen Carlton, executive director of the Texas Medical Board. Catherine Thomas, executive director of the Texas Board of Nursing. Allison Benz, executive director of the Texas Board of Pharmacy, and Cecile Young, executive director of the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. The court split on certain matters. And all you have to do, if you go to thepowerhour.com, you can read all of this news and information that we have for you. And whatever the subject matter is, just remember that we try to present as much of an unbiased view as possible. However, it's very difficult in this day and age to not have bias, given the fact that everything appears to be going downhill. Starting with the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline, I found it interesting that when you talk to people who were in Iraq serving our country, they were talking about the one way to take over and control an area is to first cut off people's ability to communicate. Now think about that real long and hard. You're being censored on the internet. You're not able to communicate because of things that you say, which are either deleted or your whole site is pulled and you are censored. That's cutting off communication. Secondly, cut off their water supply, cut off their food, cut off any way or means of survival. This is how they take over a country, folks. These are things to ponder as you stock up on ammo and guns, which, by the way, ever since the Biden administration took office, we've seen an uptick in. And I think a lot of people are doing it just to protect their food supply, because if you cut off the people's food supply, they're going to go looking for food elsewhere, right? And if they do that, these Antifa and people that have been so stupidly trying to defund the police and strip our rights and cripple our businesses, along with the progressive left, are going to find themselves going without, or in the alternative, they're going to go out and they're going to find people's homes they can break into to steal their food. And I believe this is probably the majority reason why people are stocking up on guns and ammo. The second reason is because there's a lot of people out there that seem to think, and I've talked to a bunch of them, that the United Nations is going to send the powder blue helmets throughout the countryside to take over our country. Ponder these things over the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Dave Krieger at the Power Hour. In the meantime, to all our listeners out there listening us through Galaxy 19 satellite, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you Monday. Who's standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.